time for another episode of Uncensored with Penny Faree, proudly brought to you by IPSS Electronic Security.
When it comes to security, don't leave it to chance. Trust the experts at IPSS Security as the only CISA-approved security provider on the Dolphin Coast in all categories and the only local security company also accredited for CCTV off-site monitoring. With over 4 million rand invested in AI technology, they protect over 35 upmarket residential estates, spotting threats in real time. If action is needed, their rapid response and tactical teams, backed by the largest fleet in the region, is ready to act. For unmatched security, contact IPSS Security today at 0861 324777. Your safety is their priority.
Welcome to Uncensored, everybody. This week's episode matters because what happened to one local resident could happen to you. If you've ever been pulled out at a roadblock, worried about an unpaid fine, what you're about to hear might spare you from facing a night behind bars. We're asking, what does the law actually say about traffic fines, warrants, and arrests? And what are your rights if a police officer insists you owe money on the spot? We'll also show you how to check if there are any outstanding fines or warrants linked to your name before they become a problem. Our story begins with Andrew, a local farmer from the North Coast. He was stopped at what seemed like a routine roadblock, but within minutes, things escalated. Police told him there was active warrants for two unpaid traffic fines, warrants he says he had never been notified about, no warning, no paperwork, and right there, on the side of the road, he was placed under arrest. His family rushed to the police station with money to settle the fines, but officers said it was too late. The paperwork needed to be done the following day. That night, Andrew, who had no criminal record, was held in a cell with eight other men, some facing serious charges, armed robbery, assault, gender-based violence. So the question is, was that legal? As if it wasn't, what should you do if you found yourself in the same position? It's a story about rights, accountability, and what happens when everyday systems fail. So let's begin with Andrew in his own words. Take a listen to this.
On Thursday the 19th of this month, June, I was in Stanger on work, for work. I went to go and drop something off, and then I was heading to another part of town. I went down the one-way street, not sure of the name there, by the Boxer Cash and Carry Mall, and they had a roadblock going, checking people's licenses. They then asked for my ID. I didn't have my temporary license on me. So they asked me for my ID number, and it came up that I had two warrants of arrest. So I then was a little confused because at the beginning of June, I updated the license on my vehicle and my personal license. And At the traffic department, no one picked up these fines that I had outstanding. Otherwise, I would have paid them at the time, being the beginning of the month. Not all of us have the finances with extra cash in the middle of the month. And so I said to them, well, how could I have renewed my car license? Because usually if you have an outstanding fine, apparently you can't get your car license renewed until those fines are updated or paid. Anyway, so they wanted me to pay 4,700 rand in the fine, which I didn't have, and so they then proceeded. I drove my vehicle to the SAPS in Stanger, and the traffic officer was my passenger, and so went to there. They put me in the holding cell. And once I was in the holding cell, throughout all this ordeal, my wife was trying to phone whoever she could and eventually got a hold of one of our friends, Yusuf, who came down with the money to pay the fines. The cops then said, oh, no, he must just wait. But the day shift cops that day really had attitude, like all these new SAPS cops all seem to have attitudes these days, like they've got a chip on their shoulder, like we owe them. So they told him no, he needed to wait. Then they told him that was at like 2 o'clock. By 3 o'clock, they said, oh no, he was too late now because the courts had closed and he could no longer pay the fine. So then he left and said he would drop the money off, the cash off with my wife, so that she could come in the morning and then pay for it. He then got a hold of a cop from the Glendale SAPS who he knows quite well. And the guy said, no, no, you can go there and pay and they should release him because you don't have to go through the courts apparently. So the day shift guys basically refused to take the payment just because they are being otherwise. So I ended up staying there in a cell with 8 other guys, 4 mattresses, some blankets. I was in the jail cell with 2 armed robbers, and the other guys were there for grievous bodily harm, GBHs, and 2 immigrants that were found working illegally. So, yeah, for a traffic fine, I was put into jail with some guys that obviously done some serious crime, which I feel is also a little bit stupid, being that it was a traffic violation. Also, I don't understand why the fines are so heavy if you don't have a driver's license with you. In the old days, once you got your driver's license, that was it. It stayed in your green ID book. Now, obviously, the government needs more money because they're thieving from us. So anyway, Yusuf arrived back at 8 o'clock, paid the fine. The one officer was given 300 rand, I would say a bribe. And then the ladies were talking, oh, they're thirsty. So they were given 200 rand. So, yeah, and then I was released. Now, apparently, I get a phone call to say, oh, no, that only 4,200 Rand was paid on the fine. So, and there's a problem because that's 500 Rand short. So now the 500 Rand short went in, 300 Rand of that went into the supervisor of the night shift. And 200 Rand went to the lady cops who wanted something to drink. So, yeah, that's my story. And when we paid the fine, all I got was slips. I don't have the warrants with me. Surely, if you're paying your fines, you should have the warrant given back to you with a slip of payment as well. So I'm a little bit confused about this, yeah. Anyway, so that's my story. Thanks very much for allowing me to share it with you guys. I appreciate it. Cheers.
Yeah, that was Andrew's account, very horrific and disturbing account of what happened to him. Pulled over, arrested, detained overnight for warrants he says he was never made aware of. So what we're going to do today is see what does the law actually say. To unpack this, we're joined by Andrea van Heerden. She's a senior legal project manager at OUTER, the Organization of Undoing Tax Abuse. OUTER is a South African non-profit civil action organization that works to expose government corruption and the misuse of taxes and public funds. Andrea, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start with unpaid traffic fines. Can you be arrested on the spot for having outstanding fines? And secondly, can officers actually demand immediate payment at a roadblock? Now, we've heard reports of motorists being pressurized to go to an ATM with uniform officers to settle fines on the spot. Is that legal?
Right. Thank you so much, Penny. I think it's very, very important to first just unpack the legislative requirements. So it's very important to understand that in South Africa, you have 2 ways of receiving a fine. 2 pieces of legislation. The first one is the R2 legislation, Administrative Adjudication of Road Traffic Offences Act. Now, currently, that act is only applicable within Joburg and Pretoria, so the Gauteng metros. Mm-hmm. It's only applicable with regards to that. And then when it comes to an R2 fine, so if you then get pulled over or there's a roadblock in Gauteng and you have an outstanding fine against your name, they are not allowed to arrest you because this system is based on an administrative system. It's a civil system that they base this on. Then the second piece of legislation, and this is currently applicable in the rest of the country, okay, is the Criminal Procedure Act. So in terms of the Criminal Procedure Act, fines are issued as summonses to appear in court. And if you ignore the court date, a warrant of arrest may be issued. Only in this case can you be arrested.
Okay. So now if there's a warrant out for your arrest, what are your rights?
Yes.
What rights do you have in that moment? Can you request to see the warrant? Are you allowed to contact someone? Can you refuse arrest? And obviously, you know, I was very shocked when I heard the story because I wasn't sure if I received a summons and I had a warrant against my name that I wasn't aware of. How do you unpack that?
All right. So first of all, let's start at the very, very beginning. So this is how do you check whether or not you have an outstanding traffic fine or a warrant against your name?
Yeah.
So coming back to the first part, when I describe R2, which is currently only applicable in Gauteng, when you want to see whether or not you have a fine against your name in terms of R2, you can visit the R2 website,
okay,
at www.r2.gov.za. to check whether or not there's any enforcement orders or a warrant of arrest or notices or anything outstanding. That is in terms of R2 in Gauteng. If you live anywhere else in Gauteng, I would then suggest that you use either PayCity. So it's a platform that you literally can visit. It's www.paycity.co.za.
Okay.
And what you do is you register for an account using your ID number and the vehicle registration. So then you can view and you can or pay your traffic fines, speeding tickets, or you can see whether or not there's any outstanding summonses. Another platform to use is Fines SA as well. You can also go there and check, register and check whether or not you have any outstanding fines. You can arrange for payment. You can actually manage your traffic fines through these two portals. But what is important is that if you do not have access to any web-based services like the internet,
yes,
you can always contact your local traffic department or municipality,
okay,
and ask them to provide you with specifics whether or not there's any anything registered against your vehicle registration or your ID number.
Yeah.
So a lot of these online systems, what they actually do is once you've registered with them, they also alert you when there's any new progress or any movement on your account. So even if you haven't received the physical fine yet, it's not a spot fine, it's maybe a camera fine, and you haven't received it yet, you will get an alert from them telling you, you have a new fine, please visit our site, make payment or choose try to be elected in court, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And in the worst case scenario, you had a roadblock and you weren't aware that there was, as in Andrew's case, you weren't aware there was a warrant against your name. What should you do? What are the immediate steps you're legally entitled to take?
So when you are pulled over and they do see that there's a warrant out for your arrest based on a traffic fine, the first and most important thing to do is to remain calm. Remain calm, and then what you can do is just remember, you can never be arrested without a valid warrant.
Okay.
So a fine alone is not a criminal offense unless a summons was issued and you ignored it.
Okay.
So police must have a valid warrant of arrest signed by a magistrate or a judge, and the warrant must be in your name, show the case or the fine details, and be legally issued and still valid.
Yeah. And how
so
would
you have, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. How would you know if it was legally issued if you weren't aware?
There must be a signature on it. There must be a signature on it by the magistrate or the judge.
Okay.
So it must be signed and legally valid. So normally there would be a date on it saying that you were issued with a traffic fine or summons to appear before court. You didn't appear on this date, and that's why there's a warrant issued for your arrest.
Okay, that makes sense. And now if they do say there's a warrant against your name, we are arresting you.
Yeah.
What are your rights? Can you insist to see the warrant? Do they pick it up on a system? How does that work?
Yeah. So first of all, you have the right to see the warrant.
Okay.
So if the officer can't show it or doesn't have it, you should A, politely refuse to go with them. 2, request the details of the warrant. So for instance, the reference number, court date, and the date itself. And record the interaction if it is safe and you are able to do that. But again, like I said at the beginning, first of all, just remain calm, because unfortunately, the reality is as soon as you become a combative with them, they are going to retaliate. And you don't want that. You want to try to resolve this as amicably as possible. So that's the first thing, is you have a right to see the warrant, and they can't refuse you to see the warrant.
Okay.
The second thing is, you have the right to be told why you are being arrested. So even if they show you the warrant, they still have to justify why they are arresting you. So they have to inform you clearly of the reasons for your arrest, tell you that you have the right to remain silent, and tell you that you may contact a legal representative.
Okay.
Then you have the right to legal representation as well. You have a right to an attorney, either your own or one provided by Legal Aid South Africa. But the most important thing is, do not admit guilt or sign anything before speaking to your lawyer.
Okay.
And then lastly, you have the right to be brought before the court within 48 hours.
So
you can apply for bail.
Okay. So if you're taken into custody, do they have a right to keep you in jail, even though you are in a position to pay for the fine right there and then?
They can keep you in jail, but they have the right to keep you for 48 hours. But they also you also have the right to speak to an attorney.
Okay.
And if they do not advise you of your right to A, remain silent, or B, speak to a legal representative, they are violating your rights. And then there's this whole process of bail as well. They cannot just refuse you bail for an outstanding traffic fine.
Okay.
That's why you need a legal representative as soon as possible. So you need to contact a legal representative as soon as possible.
Yeah. You know, it's so hard, because some people might be in a position where they don't have a legal representative for various reasons. Maybe, funds, they don't have funds, they don't know who to contact. You know, you almost become panicked at that particular stage. And then they're also being told, oh, you're not allowed to record anything. You basically said you are legally allowed to film or photograph the police at a roadblock, especially if you're feeling unsafe or threatened. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
But again, it's all about approach. I have my right, even if I get pulled over at a roadblock, and I know all these things. I'm going to go about it in a disrespectful manner, I'm not going to get the desired outcome.
Okay.
And unfortunately, that is the reality. So again, always remain calm. Remain calm and respectful, and try to see whether or not you can't resolve this in an amicable way. But unfortunately, there are situations where you find yourself in a no-win situation where you just have to comply. But again, you have a recourse after that as well, if your rights have been violated. But just for your listeners' interest sake, those people that you were referring to that do not have contact with legal representatives, I really want to give them Legal Aid South Africa's number. And it's 0800
11 0 11 0.
Okay, that is a number that you can call, that if you want legal representation and you can't afford it, that is Legal Aid South Africa can assist you.
Okay, so if you, like Andrew, find yourself now at the police station in a holding cell, someone manages to come in to pay the fine, which was 4,700 rand. And when I spoke to Andrew, he said that was a fine that he received for not having his temporary driver's license on his person when he was stopped. How do they come up to with an amount? Because when I did my research, the amount traffic fine for not having your license was 1250. So they came up with 4,700 rand. Can you, you know, obviously you're in a panic stage, you want to get out of there and you just pay. Is that the correct way? Or do you have to actually go and appear in court and then pay the fine at the court?
That would be the best option. So again, we're talking about two different systems.
Yeah.
It is difficult to say in terms of the CPA or the Criminal Procedure Act and R2. So when we're just talking about Andrew's situation, so in this case, there was a warrant of arrest issued for outstanding traffic fines. Yeah. That could not have been just for driving without a valid license.
Yeah.
It would have been other accumulative traffic fines that was incurred, which he didn't act on. Maybe he didn't know about it. But at the end of the day, that is that 4,700 or 4,500 rand amount that they made up. They cannot charge you more than what the offense or the traffic fine amount is for a specific infringement or offense. So, for instance, in your case where you say, yeah, you did your research, on the Criminal Procedure Act, it says that if you drive without a valid driver's license, you can be fined 1,250 rand. They cannot ask you for more than that. But there are different processes depending on which jurisdiction you are in. So, for instance, if you are in any other province except for Gauteng, you follow the Criminal Procedure Act. Where if you get a fine and you do not agree with that traffic fine, you can then go to court. They call it elect to be tried in court and bring all your evidence with and give it to the prosecution and tell them, this is why I don't feel I have to pay this fine.
Okay.
And then they would deal with it that way. But that is elect to be tried in court. The R2 system is a bit different because you follow an administrative process. And then at the end, you have the option to go to court.
Okay. So just to unpack one final thing, if I'm driving and I've over the speed limit and a camera goes off and, you know, takes a photo and then obviously I'm getting a fine and my address is not, I've moved, so I don't receive the fine, I don't receive the summons and I carry on completely unaware and then at a roadblock I'm stopped. They pick it up that I had a warrant, that I didn't appear in court, and they arrest me. That is all legal, as you've outlined. Is that correct?
Yes. And that is correct, because one thing is that's very, very important to understand is as a traffic user or road user or a registered owner of a vehicle, it's my responsibility to make sure that my details are updated on the NATIS system.
Yeah.
It's not government's responsibility to ensure that they have the correct addresses. It's my responsibility to make sure they have it.
Yeah.
So if I've moved from house to house, I have to update my details at notice.
Okay.
Then if they then issue it and send it to me and I don't react, then they have, in terms of law, they have the right to go through the process, issue a warrant, and then do arrest you. But you also have rights as well.
Okay.
They cannot intimidate you into paying on the spot.
And
they can't do that.
And if you do
pay,
and I saw that also, if you do pay your fine within a certain time, like 32 days, you can get a 50% discount as well. But
you see, that's the artist system.
Oh, okay.
Again,
not the criminal.
People confuse the two.
Yeah.
It is confusing. And what's going to be more confusing is the Auto Amendment Act was signed by the president. So what government wants to do is they want to roll out the R2 system nationwide.
Okay. The point system. Good luck to the taxi drivers with that.
Exactly. So if the R2 system is rolled out, then the Criminal Procedure Act doesn't come into play anymore. Everywhere else, the whole country will be under R2, which is administrative of nature.
Just on the other side, you know, you heard Andrew's account of what happened to him, you know, how he was treated. What do you say from, you know, do you think when you heard him, do you think he had his rights violated as a motorist and citizen?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. No way did they inform him of his right to remain silent. No way did they give him the warrant when he asked for it.
Yeah.
No way did they inform him of his right to have legal representation available or access to it. And then when he did try to tried to make the payment, they came up with different excuses because technically he was supposed to get bail. Yeah. Even if he didn't pay the traffic fine, he was supposed to get bail. It's police bail, which they can give you, especially for traffic offences. It's not a minor offence. It can be it's a minor offence. Yes. It's not a major offence. So absolutely. Yeah. From a legal perspective, I honestly believe that they violated his rights, and especially with the corruption allegations as well, which is a lot more difficult to prove.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I do think that they have violated his rights.
Yeah.
And he does have a legal recourse now.
Yeah. We will be unpacking this at another stage, the legal recourse and what happens if your rights are violated and who, the channels to find out. But, as always, information is power, and when the systems fail or authority is misused, you need to know what your rights are, because that is your protection. And what would your takeaway be, to motorists who are, in a situation like this, you're telling everyone to stay calm, try and converse in a reasonable way so you aren't combative and try and find a solution. Because the worst case scenario is obviously going to jail, and that is everyone's worst case scenario. Yeah. So,
absolutely. Yeah, I think at the end of the day is know your rights. Know what you can and what you can't do. Know what they can and what they can't do. And again, like you said, is not be combative, stay calm. But again, contact a legal representative or contact Legal Aid South Africa. Don't sign anything unless your lawyer advises you to sign it, and inform someone you trust about what is happening or where you are at all times so people know where you are. But just one interesting point that I don't think a lot of motorists know about, especially if you talk about traffic fines for a driver's license card that has expired.
Yeah.
This is maybe just some extra information for your listeners to understand. So if you have a driver's license card, which we know needs to be renewed every 5 years, although your driver's license itself doesn't expire, only the card expires. So you have to renew it every 5 years. If your driver's license card has expired and you have applied to renew your driver's license card but haven't received it yet, your driver's license card is deemed to be valid for a further 3 months.
Okay.
So always keep your expired driver's license card and proof that you made an appointment or you renewed your card with you at all times. That if you then get pulled over by a roadblock, they cannot issue you with a traffic fine because you're driving with an expired driver's license, not a valid one, because your driver's license is being deemed to be valid for a further 3 months.
And even if you don't,
something to keep in mind.
Okay, even if you don't have a temporary license, you might not have the money or the financials to buy a temporary license, so that is still applicable. Exactly. Okay, that's very, very interesting.
That is applicable.
Okay,
so you don't have to have a temporary license for your current card to still be deemed valid for 3 months, but. Yeah. It must expire, and you have to have it with you, and you have to have proof that you've reapplied.
Okay, like a receipt that you were there.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We've run out of time, Andrea. Thank you so much. This is so important for our listeners and motorists who are very much unaware of what their rights are and what the actual system does say about the licenses. And, it's been very valuable information. Thank you for your time and thank you for joining us on Uncensored.
It's a big pleasure. Thank you so much for having us, Penny. And again, just remain calm and knowledge is power.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. And it was a pleasure speaking with you guys.
And what I will be doing is I will be putting the numbers and the websites that you have mentioned on at the end of the podcast notes so people can go and log online and check their statuses and see if they do have warrants or outstanding fines against their names.
Thank you so much.
As I said, information is power. You have a right to know what your rights are and what happens if the system does fail you. Until next time, thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Uncensored. Bye-bye.
Uncensored with Penny Faree, proudly sponsored by IPSS Electronic Security.
When it comes to security, don't leave it to chance. Trust the experts at IPSS Security as the only CISA-approved security provider on the Dolphin Coast in all categories and the only local security company also accredited for CCTV off-site monitoring. With over 4 million rand invested in AI technology, they protect over 35 upmarket residential estates, spotting threats in real time. If action is needed, their rapid response and tactical teams, backed by the largest fleet in the region, is ready to act. For unmatched security, contact IPSS Security today at 0861 324 777. Your safety is their priority.